We're talking the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Who's Who's with special guest Nazo Bravo. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
If you got a sex drive, let me put it in reverse.
Hey, that's what he said. Hey.
What? Turn it up.
I wish I could pop my booty for y'all right now.
Hey. I know you was telling us about the strip club days. We could have had it on the table like.
One cheek at a time.
Hey. What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. The beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio with my queen, Tabae.
I'm in the building, you know what I mean? You know?
We listening to Put It In Reverse with the one, the only, in studio,
Nazo Bravo.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all?
Featuring E-40.
Yes, sir.
That's a good look right there. This is a good pickup, and the track is banging.
Yeah.
How did you guys get involved?
I opened up for him at the Troubadour in Hollywood and got a chance to kick it with him backstage. Cool ass cat, drinking his Earl Stevens wine, you know, his own wine, like a G. And we knew some mutual people, chopped it up, linked up. I had the track for him like a couple months later. Shout out to him, he did his Thug Thizzle.
Awesome.
Very Bay inspired.
Man, I fuck with the Bay heavy. It's a California thing.
Yeah. Okay. Put it in reverse. Now, you're the Armenian rapper, you done. You're from here in America.
Yeah.
But you recently went to Armenia. What, was this a year ago?
It was actually about 2 years. Actually, almost 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. Wow. And you filmed another video called The Power of High.
Power of the High.
The High.
Yeah.
And I want to get into that because it's a really interesting story tied to it. And I want to see Queen's interaction with this story and your journey through hip hop. But my thing to you is, what first got you involved in hip hop?
What interested
just
you?
Loved it. Just loved it.
How were your inspirations?
Tupac, for sure. And, you know, at the time, there wasn't, like, social media. You had to, like, go to the record store and
buy it.
And then, like, be like, who's this artist? Who's that artist? And you're like, okay, it's Tupac. Okay, Tupac's dissing these cats from New York. Who's this cat? Who's Nas? Who's Jay-Z? You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of actually discover these other artists through this, like, story that was hip-hop in the mid to late 90s. And it was just amazing. I fell in love with it. I came at it as a fan. And I was just the type of person where I could pick up on words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if a TV show, like the opening, whatever, song, I would just pick up the words. And I was just able to learn to rap. By rapping along.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then people would be like, damn, you kind of sound good. Like,
I
really?
Think you sound really good. That Put It In Reverse song is dope.
Yeah, I mean, appreciate
it. Brought the old queen out. Yeah, real quick. So now I also see that you have a Kickstarter for your next project that you have coming out. What is it? So we're putting out an album together. And what is the sound? What's the story that you kind of want to put together for this specific project?
To me, the name of the project is Mighty High, spelled H-Y-E. And what that actually literally translates to is Armenian. So it's kind of saying Mighty Armenian, but it's not really saying that, it's saying believe in yourself, no matter where you come from. We all have a story. We all come from somewhere. We all have a struggle. And we all have, there's always the beauty in the struggle for the survivors and the people who thrive. So Mighty High, that's what it represents for me as an artist. I'm not your typical... what you expect to be an artist or rapper at that. You know, people look at me, they're like, you rap? You know what I mean? Like, no, you're a producer, right?
I told him this story, but when I first got his EPK, I was like, because in my apartment complex, on my floor, it's this one Armenian family, but they own three of the apartments on it, so they're always in and out. And when I got his EPK, I was like, is this my neighbor is gonna be on my show? And he looked dead ass like my fucking neighbor. And then when I heard the song, Put It In Reverse, I'm like, okay.
I did not. I wouldn't have never thought that he.
And then to see
like
your
that.
Energy when you perform, like it's like just taking over you.
Yeah,
ooh, you're I'm into it. It.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I'm Armenian, but I grew up out here, and you know, I actually went out to church in the hood a lot in Gardena and Watts area. I had some folks out there, so I was able to really like feel, you know, black soul in that environment. You know what I'm
black
saying?
Soul?
Like, yeah, for sure.
And Queen gonna have you feeling another.
Now
yeah,
we need
another
some real black soul. I'm saying let's make some baby Norse and some baby Saints. Armenian and black gonna, mix, hey, okay?
With all right, y'all, no, I'm kidding.
Love is colorblind.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Man, no, it's all good. I appreciate it.
I'm kidding.
So, Mighty High.
Are we going to go to that now? Or?
No, go ahead. That's called The Power of the High. Do you want me to host the show? Can I do that?
Yes.
Okay. The Mighty High. So do we have, obviously, you. I mean, we see that you work with a lot of different people. Do you have people lined up for the project?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, my follow-up single is a record I got with John Hart. Again, from the Bay, you know what I mean? A lot of love to the Bay, almost love and respect. And it's a great R&B-ish, more a little more of a, like, put it in reverse, is like raunchy, turn up. Mm-hmm. It's what they play in the club, so yeah. We did it. And Baddest Chick, that's the follow-up, and that's a little more suave, a little bit more chivalry in the record, you know what I mean? A little more sexy, so we've actually been playing that. We're previewing it to DJs on our radio run for Put in Reverse and gotten great feedback, so that's something in the pipeline. I got some other artists I'm working on a few things that hopefully, you know, it works out the right way. But, yeah, the next single is kind of locked and loaded, ready to go.
Now, awesome. We're big here with music videos. So I watched a few of yours, and you're also an actor.
Yeah.
So is this something that you working on this project? In 2016, we see a lot of people, they put a project out and they try to do visuals for everything. Or we see a lot of visuals now have a lot of stories tied mm-hmm. into them. Is this kind of a direction? I mean, I've seen it in your past music videos. Right. Is that where you want to take it to an elevated level?
Definitely. I mean, the visual is so critical. You know, visual. Yes. Some people, like, blow up just off of their visual.
That's
even
true.
If it's not that spectacular, it's just a visual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I love incorporating more of a cinematic feel into my music videos, having a story to it. I mean, that Power of the High video is part of an actual documentary. So I did, like, a whole documentary about my first trip to Armenia to show, like, how global hip-hop is and kind of show where my roots come from. And I did it for people who are out here that grew up like me, where we never saw where we grew up, where we came from, like our homeland. And I felt like it was a theme that whether you're Armenian or not, we all come from somewhere.
Yep.
We all have a motherland, so to be able to go back there and experience that and interact with the people there and see places that you only, like, read about or were told about by family members.
Wow.
It's like it's an amazing experience. I think everyone should do it no matter where you come from. You know what I mean? So that has the film element to it already, like the documentary. And, you know, I got a record called James Bond, and that's kind of like my part of my image and my thing. You know what I'm saying?
You always
and,
fresh with the suits.
Hey. Because, you know, it's unexpected, and it kind of throws you off. Like, mm-hmm. He looks like that, but he sounds like this. So
I think that's dope.
Yeah. So I had a record called James Bond, and I actually ended up using a lot of clips from all the James Bond films to kind of, like, line up with what I'm saying in my lyrics. Because to me, like, James Bond is a perfect metaphor for hip-hop. It has all the same elements. It's got danger. Mm-hmm. It's got women. It's mm-hmm. got riches. Mm-hmm. And it's got fast cars. So it's like I drew that parallel, you know. So, yeah. And just to be creative with it and of course, with film – it's something that has opened up a lot. People look at me and they're like, oh, you're an actor trying to rap. I'm like, no, it's the opposite. I'm a writer, artist first, and I got into acting, and it actually opened up a lot of doors for me, even as a performer. And, you know, it's the type of thing where I used to be able to perform very well in front of people because mm-hmm. I have that pressure. But when I got into the booth, it would be like, I can't create this energy. Because people
yourself.
Would be like, mm-hmm. they'd be like, oh, you sound great in person, better than your records. And I'd be like, I hate hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started getting into acting, like actual training, acting teaches you to, like, create energy like that. Like, this scene requires you to cry. So what do you have to do to yourself to be able to cry?
Mm.
And you have to know yourself. The human body, like, it's like an instrument. So I was able to take what I learned there and put that into the booth. Because if this record is, like, you got to be suave,
mm-hmm.
that's what you got to do. If mm-hmm. this record is, like, you got to be angry and turn up and get people riled up, you got to be able to draw on that immediately if it's just you in a room with an engineer. And that's, once I got into that, I was like, man, it makes sense why Tupac was so amazing. He had formal training and he could pull out any mm-hmm. emotion. He had it all at his disposal, like, instantly.
Right.
So
I like the fact that you study.
Yeah.
Jermaine Dupri was just talking about this the other day.
Yeah, on the show.
How a lot of people don't study their craft anymore. It doesn't matter how good you are or how long you've been doing it. You still need to learn.
Of course.
And I love the fact that you pay attention to what you're doing and how you're moving. And you're checking off on your own list like, okay, I need to be better at this. So I need to figure out how I can implement this so that this can make me better. I love the fact that you keep on learning. I think that's great. And that's what's wrong with a lot of artists today. Maybe we'll be able to comprehend what they say if they learn how to articulate their words. We'll be able to comprehend what they're saying. But I just... I love that about you. I think that's great.
And so the power of the high, we're going to play this video in a little bit, but stay tuned, because I'm just so interested to see it culturally. Is just, it takes you outside yourself. Here in America, I feel like we get so consumed with everything that's here in America that we never think, oh, what do we look like from the outside? How does the outside, you know, take from thing, you know, music here? So it was really interesting in that aspect. But so here at The Beat, we're gonna play some video. I already told you, we're gonna show you some videos. Honest
opinions.
You know, you can say whatever you want. Nice. She gonna say whatever.
Let him have it.
She don't know nothing until we show,
watch
see it here.
Anything.
All right. So the first one, I wanted to reach out. You know, I love going over the pond. From England, the artist's name is Angel, featuring Steflon Don. The song is called Hop On.
Put it in reverse. Up, please. We need volume. Thank you.
Yeah, really wanted to make love to me. People come over here right now, take it off and some kissing and nugging on me. Loving on me, that's the fuck with me. 24/7, I'm rocking. Plus, I can see that you loving the fucking me. Girl, just thought that I'd give you the heads up. If you're in a mood, like it in your kitty messed up. Girl, I got a thing to be the name of that legs up. But shut to the feds come. I just hope that you really
So what'd you think? Over the pond. Had
love
to go to London for that one.
I didn't know he was from... Yo, London got the dopest talent,
no,
son.
They about to come over here and creep
they
on
They were. I love it. I can't even... Yo, Bryson Tiller done opened them up. Uh-huh. Bryson Tiller and what's the other guy? Tory Lanez and
You saying inspired?
Yeah, inspired.
Over here.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the whole '90s? Like everyone right now is kind of sampling the '90s grooves, bringing them to today.
If it was a hit, is a hit is a hit. So if you're able to take it from back then and make it fly again, and
why not
make it work? Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was actually pretty dope. I mean,
yeah.
That was a good sample.
Yeah,
I can't
he didn't sound
that.
Like he was.
From the UK.
Yeah, he sounded like he was from here.
Yeah, if you listen like really close, you can hear like little words kind of bubble over. But that I thought that was dope.
That's
so
cool.
Next, the girl's name is Abra. The song is called Crybaby, different kind of tone. Interesting. Interesting.
Very interesting.
You gotta turn these
up. You gotta turn this up. We can't hear anything. This sounds 90s. 80s.
Yeah,
80s. Early 80s. Is she UK too?
Nope.
Were you high?
No, actually, I wasn't.
Because you jamming to this.
This was a random
that
click, actually.
That in, whatchamacallit?
Yeah, how I was going to say, you just like...
Joshua Tree. What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, shooting this in Joshua Tree. What you say?
90s freestyle. That's what she's giving me now.
She's giving one that if I take you home,
hey.
Would you still be in love, baby? That's what she's giving me. But she's giving me also broke down Azealia Banks.
I would love her and Azealia. I think her and Azealia Banks would be dope together, actually.
Azealia would never do that.
I mean, I know
she's a nut herself, but she would never do that. Not with somebody who's trying to look like her.
Trying to look like her?
She
what,
had
girl?
No hair, no makeup. They drove down to Joshua Tree and shot that. Looked like Joshua Tree to me. Looked like the desert. Like that, and you know where they have all little banded things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not really
audio wise.
This is your type of music.
You didn't even like the song.
I mean, I couldn't listen to it. She looked horrible.
Well, girl, sorry. You're done.
I'm a hairstylist. I'm going to look at I'm going to look like, what do you look like before I can hear what you sound like? That's not my fault. Even when I watch movies, I can tell that there's cameras all over the place. That's why I can't even watch a movie properly.
I mean, I feel.
Because I'm like, okay, they just did that scene like 10 times.
I think she had a good voice. But...
Continuity? Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's
I'm
all good. Rambling. You're going in.
I'm rambling.
I thought she had a good voice, but the song, I mean, it was too, you could like make it reminiscent of a time period, but if you literally make it sound exactly like it was from then, I mean,
DJ, I wouldn't really know. I wouldn't play that in the club unless it was a certain type of club, or right. I would use that as a segue to almost an Azalea Banks or something like that.
And right. Or look the part if you're going to try to do something.
Well, I
like
felt
that.
Like she tried to with like the white sneakers and the cutoff shirt. Like,
no.
If you want to really remake the 80s, check out Netflix Stranger Things and then check out the after show, which I'm hosting.
Oh, woo! Bye. Anyway.
Girl, I'm going to plug whatever I can plug.
What's up, man? Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, Tiffany Evans, she just dropped this new video. It's called On Site. I love the visual.
We need to get her hair.
She coming.
Yeah, I love her.
She got a Fetty Wap, babe.
I can see it in your eyes, boy. And you know you can't deny, boy.
She blew up. Oh, yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah, I know.
But
right.
I know just what you like. So say what's on your mind, boy.
Tiffany Evans On Site. I love the like the cartoon drawing thing. Who did we see that with?
Yeah, shit is dope.
My brain's fried, but I really enjoy that. I think that visual is dope. I love Tiffany Evans, so to see her just growing as an artist, because I go back to Promise Ring. That
bet you wear my promise ring. But she's a mom now.
She's getting older now. She grown. She a woman.
I think it's okay. I think she had hair and makeup though. So you see that works. Sorry.
Okay.
Now, but she did good. I think it was a simple video. It wasn't a lot going on, but it was simple and to the point. Mm-hmm. I think that was cool.
You was jamming to the tune.
Yeah, I think it's dope.
You just bumping ahead.
You know, it's very interesting, like, to see the production of that type of record, which is, like, very what people do a lot. And it's like, there isn't too much going on the track, which allows you to focus on her voice.
The vocals. Yeah.
Mm, that's interesting.
They're very good.
All right, this one's really dope. Russ, Pull the Trigger, the chorus to this, sick.
Were you high?
Yeah, wait, this one, yes.
You should pull the fucking trigger.
You gonna like it, though.
Pull the trigger. Ain't nobody gonna do for you. Pull the trigger. Don't hesitate, just shoot.
Yeah, why you believe in the propaganda? Why everybody sound like they wanna be from Atlanta? Are you the voice of the echo? Are you the nail of the hammer? I be talking while chewing my beats. I don't mind my manners. Courses that fit the opera. That's why I need phantoms. I got my doubt at gunpoint. That's why I need ransoms. And I be handsome. That's why I got your girl before the money. Honestly, I thought I'd have 30 M's before my 20s. But I'm cool with how it's happening. Girl in San Fran who wants to cross routes with me. Like a young college cabinet. Treat the money like a ladder. I'm passing it. Cause my family's number one. Never put them number two. Trying to buy a house in cash for all the times we had to move. All the times. My mom cried cause she ain't know what else to do. All the times she lost hope cause she ain't know what else to lose. All the times I shoot shots cause I don't know what else to shoot. Pull the trigger.
Russ, pull the trigger.
Okay.
Nas, what you thinking?
I think that was tight all around. Like, mm-hmm. the visual, the sound, his voice. It's a unique record. He's got his own style. Where's that guy? Like, where's he from?
That's what I was just about to ask. Where is he from?
I'm not sure. This one and the Abra girl. I literally was, you know, I was just be searching on YouTube.
So he came across the location.
And literally, I found that late last night.
I like it.
We have to play this song because, like, the tone of it is dope, and he's talking about real stuff.
I can hear that playing in New York.
I had to put this one because, you know, Queen liked to pop. Queen, you know, Queen be like in a pop. Queen can sing.
Hey.
Sorry.
But she about to dance to this next one.
So
I had to go back overseas to London. The Stefflon Don, we're going to have to get him in the studio because he be working with some dope people. He working with this girl named Cho, and the song is called Popolik, which in Europe, that's their turn up. That's what turn up means.
Popolik.
Yo, Popolik. So we going to Popolik with Cho. Take a look.
This is booty ticket music.
Oh, yeah.
Dance, I done dance, poop a lick. Pitney now, old man again.
Now, old man
again.
Ciao. Some gal, a big friend. Pitney now, old man again. Ciao. Pitney now, old man again. Ciao. Pitney now, old man again. Grab a girl, grab a man.
Yeah, she cute.
Wine fast, wine slow. That's a wine pancho. Every girl want wine pancho.
Hey, yo, hail a mile along.
Like, I don't know what he's saying, but I'll still rock with it too.
What language is that?
He's drinking patois.
That's crazy voice that guy's got right there.
Yeah. And there ain't no other rapper that has something like that kind of out right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
Cho featuring Stefflon Don, Popolik. What y'all thinking?
I like.
It's dope.
Dope swag tone.
I like everything. It. And it club. Looks good. Yeah. It looks good. I can hear that in a club in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So last but not least, we had Jermaine Dupri in studio the other day. And so make sure you guys go check that video. But
that was really
he's
good.
Got this new show out called The Rap Game. Where you've heard of that? So he takes all the little kids who are super talented and there's always going to be a winner. Well, I went through all the kids.
You did?
And remember he was telling us about Lil Key?
The one with the
arm?
Yes.
Yo. Lil Key, if he don't, I think he going to win because superstar. Look at this video. The song is called Love to Hate Me. Like, watch out, Meek.
Watch out who?
Meek Mills.
Oh, what?
Because this kid's 15, 14 years old.
No, he's not the one with the he is.
Shine like the diamond. They don't know it's my time. In the blind, sleeping with a pitch. Writing every night. Like a pit. Off the leash. Now it's time to fight. Battle in the booth. And I'm winning every fight. Attracting to the beat. Like the love to a light. Never wipe out no haters.
Hey.
She's all this thing. Hey. I'm actually getting showtime. Yep. I'm playing for the Lakers.
Yeah. So like I went through because I was like I wanted to put someone on the show from the new season, but I was like I went through all the kids and out of all of them he's ready. Like you can see the other kids and they're all talented and they will be there, but this one's like shouldn't have probably even been on the show because unless they're using him
for promo.
Yeah. Because it's just there.
He is definitely inspired by Meek.
Yeah.
He's definitely inspired by Meek, the energy. Good for him.
But he's the one from I think he was from Brooklyn.
He's the one from Brooklyn? Yeah. Okay, come on, little kid. From Queens, but I'm gonna represent Brooklyn.
All right. So Nas, Power of the High.
Yeah.
So, explain to us the high.
Even power, though he gave us a quick synopsis.
Power of the High.
Because we got to build up this video.
Well, so, basically, this song actually has, like, a whole story behind it. I was at a point before I made this. Well, this is actually a remake of High Power, spelled H-Y-E Power, which is a remake of Kendrick Lamar's H-Triple-I, High Power. And it was like a crucial moment for me because I was at a point where I was like, man, I kind of got screwed over in the business, you know, because I came into this not knowing anything, ground zero, no family in the business, no one to guide me. And I just out of passion, out of the drive and to see if I could do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I got screwed over, like, business-wise, financially, taking advantage of lack of knowledge and all these things. So I was at a point where I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this, you know. Mm-hmm. And by chance, by luck, by grace, I guess, I met Kendrick Lamar, and I was able to have a conversation with him, like an hour-long conversation with him. And this is, like, right before he really blew up. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, if you could give me any advice as an artist, I would really appreciate. He's like, oh, you artist? I'm like, yeah, I rap. And he's like, okay, that's what's up. And he was like, you know, just, like, he really gave me the time of day, and he, like, thought about it, and he was like, just find your own niche. Like, find your own niche. And I was like, that's so simple. It's so, like, you hear that so many times.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah, and it's so simple, but to hear him, when he said that, it, like, really made me think about it. Because you think it's, like, obvious. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes, obviously. But when you actually really focus on and actually try to execute that and what that really means, it really stuck with me. So he dropped his song High Power after that, and I was like, man, it sounds like he's saying high power, like H-Y-E, Armenian power, in the sense of, like, you know, go to your peoples, basically. That's, like, how I took it as. And I was like, the same way he was talking about his people, like Martin Luther and Malcolm and Huey and all these people. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take that song, I'm going to remake it, and I'm going to talk about my people, mm-hmm. my culture, where I come from. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the same way I've learned about black culture through hip-hop, like growing up in an immigrant family, I want to be able to do the same thing with my culture.
Armenia, yeah.
Yeah, and contribute my culture to hip-hop, because hip-hop comes from black culture. It's a worldwide phenomenon now, and there's so many different elements to hip-hop now as far as culturally.
That's
now,
true.
The number one artist is a half-Jewish Canadian kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the game has opened up, and, like, so... And the same thing with, what you call him, you know how Pitbull goes, Dale, in his records.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, like, give it to me, whatever. But he's contributing to hip-hop. He's giving something new, something fresh. I say the same thing on my records, which is, yo. And that's, like, that means, like, yeah, in Armenian. Mm-hmm. So that way, like, anyone who's Armenian in the whole world would be like, did you guys hear that? Like, what? Mm-hmm. He said, yo, like, oh, and, like, gets them excited. And people who don't know it, they learn something new. So it's, like, it's a win-win situation. So... Anyways, I did High Power. I did a video for it. I brought my community into it, family, friends, fans, different artists, producers that are Armenian, just to, like, kind of get us together. And it was a really good look for me. So obviously I couldn't sell that record because it had the J. Cole beat sample mm-hmm. and everything. So I decided, I was like, I want to remake this. So I remade it completely original. And when I went to Armenia, I was able to shoot the music video awesome. In Armenia. And it basically... You know, it talks about who we are, where we come from, some of the negative stereotypes, and it kind of talks about the Armenian genocide. You know, we were almost wiped mm-hmm. off the planet.
Yep.
Every year, April 24, we have this big rally, especially in L.A. We shut it down. And so it talks about all those different things, and it's about survival, and don't underestimate the power of the high. Don't underestimate the power of the human spirit, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we will survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's take a look at the video.
This is the power of the high, baby. Yeah. Visions of Sidenova staring at me, and every individual that was murdered in my family. I go back in time wishing that I could save ya. I'm just my people's voice sprinkled with some hood flavor, raised off of black sounds of freedom. The whole world is Africa, take me back to Eden. They call me a terrorist, but giving me no reason. Can you even tell me which people were the first Christians? Armenians. That's life, say la vie. It's the power of the high, baby, H-Y-E. Thinking about when we were kings like the great Ali. But the truth is, you don't know a thing about me. Because it ain't in your books, homie. Pick up game, the same parish crooks told me. I think the president is smoking some weed, bumping this beat and tripping off my people's misery.
Got some real advice on my Vegas trip from the homie Kayla Moy. Said, find your own niche. Find your own, find your own, find your own, find your own niche.
Find your.
Yeah, that was short.
It goes in, so you guys got to check out his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. But why I really liked his walking away from it was just so many things that you just never think about because, you know, our mind gets so filled with what we're doing here. And then to hear your conversation of how you got into hip hop by listening to, you know, I asked that question to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's never been that. I've never actually heard someone say, oh, you know, I really loved hip-hop because I was listening to this one track and I listened to the story and it connected me to another. Like, that's amazing. You were listening to the words, the lyrics. They meant something to you and the history of hip-hop, which people don't talk about. It's about a beat or a sound and things like that. So for you to tie that into your music, it made me interested. And that's why I was like, what are all these things? Who is he talking about? And I congratulate you for taking a stance and putting it out there and being like, you know what, fuck it. People can say what they want to say about it. This is what I'm doing. And then clearly you have, you know what I mean, people standing behind you and for this, and you are the voice of a nation. Like, that's how you come into this game.
I appreciate it.
So
I'm going to go home and watch the whole thing now.
Appreciate and then make sure you hit up Google after and you look up everything that you need to look up after, too.
I'm going to look up Nasa.
Okay, well, I hope you're gonna watch his videos and not be looking at the pictures and doing what you do
next. I'm gonna be looking at all. I'm gonna be like, oh, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey,
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Man. It's all love. Now, if I could spread love, I'm gonna spread love.
Was your family supportive of you getting into hip hop?
No, they think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Greek Orthodox, so I can
that's what's up.
My family be looking at me like, just. Sometimes, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, you know, I come from a first-generation immigrant household who, you know, they left their country because the situation was bad. And they came out here for a new opportunity, a new way of life. And I come from a working-class family, and it's just about, you know, work hard and you'll get somewhere. And I have that in me. But at the same time, I can't ignore the voice inside of me that tells me, like, you have to do this. You know what I mean?
Do you ever get this balance of, like, okay, do I do the turn-up music or do I stick to, you know, music with a message?
I don't. It's actually, I do all of it. My favorite artist is Tupac because he was able to make every type of record and make every type of record well. Mm. He can make a record about his mom. He can make a record about his enemy. He can make a record about women. He can make, like, a positive record about women. He can make a more stereotypical record about, like, you know, groupies. You know what I'm saying? So he had a song for every mood. And for me, you know, Put in Reverse and Power of the Higher, two totally different records.
So
there's the A side to my music, the entertainment, because I am an entertainer. There's the James Bond, the Put in Reverse. And then there's the B side, the message, the story, which is the Power of the High or the Before I Die. And
thank you for trying to send a message, a positive message, as opposed for every, like you were saying, everything has to be just about freaking hoes and twerking and all that. I like the Put It in Reverse side, but I also do like the teaching because it's important.
We need that these days
because the youth are definitely dying by the wayside, number one. And number two, like, they need to be knowledgeable of what's going on. And I think that's awesome for you to be doing that, especially being Armenian, and you want your Armenian people who also listen to rap to be able to learn something about their culture.
And you have an 8-part documentary, Armenian American, which, where can people check that out?
Just go to ArmenianAmerican.com, ArmenianAmerican.TV, and I'll take you to the YouTube playlist, or just go to YouTube/NasoBravo. It's all there. There's a soundtrack that comes with it. Power of the High is part of that soundtrack because I shot that video in Armenia along with a few other videos. And then also I got a movie that's out right now, Vigilante Diaries. It stars Rampage Jackson. It's got
Michael J. White.
It's got Michael Madsen, Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. I got a part in the movie. Also got two records in there, including, like, the main credits record. And then I'm working on a new project, a new film project that's going to be filming later this year in Louisiana with Steven C. Saper and Rory Fredella. And it's a great story. It's a murder mystery thriller. It's a very intelligent movie, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, he's busy. Working.
And you get the star qualities.
I appreciate it.
So I see this year opening up for you for
appreciate
sure.
Appreciate it.
And then you also, the Kickstarter campaign. So where can everyone go for this?
You know, I've been so busy.
Because we got to get Mighty High out.
I've been so busy doing so many things that, like, I feel like I haven't put enough energy into the Kickstarter. I mean, I've gotten a lot of support. I thank everybody who has been supporting. Unfortunately, Kickstarter is the type of thing where if you don't hit your goal at all, you get zero. So if you guys can support the Kickstarter, just go to nazobravo.com, N-A-Z-O-B-R-A-V-O.com. It'll take you straight to the Kickstarter. It'll break down what the project is, what the funds will be used for. And, you know, it's a type of thing where, yeah, I could drop my album. I could just put it out there. But the music, it's my debut album. The music is so precious to me, and it means so much, and it's so great from all the feedback that I've gotten in studios, et cetera, that I need to do it justice by getting the right budget behind. And that's why I didn't do an Indiegogo or a GoFundMe where it's partially funded, because I didn't want to. If I got $5,000, I'm trying to raise $50,000. I'm at like $20,000. I got about 10 days to go. But if I only was able to raise like $5,000 or $15,000, I didn't want to be obligated to put out the album. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, I'm not like mad or anything as far as like the support, how people, because it's one thing to ask people to like your video, and it's another thing to ask them to like cough up some money. So, but I appreciate everybody who has been backing it, everybody who has been sharing it. I love you guys. And Mighty High, you know, support your boy, and we're going to keep it moving. We working, so, I mean, you can see the work, so.
So, Team BHL, let's go. Hey, Nazo Bravo. Hey, make sure you guys check them out. Kickstarter, we're going to get the Mighty High out before Christmas. That's what we're working on.
Appreciate you guys.
I totally forgot this, but also before Christmas, we talked about the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Remember I brought that up, how they opened it up in New York? They're working on a really cool project called Hip Hop Who's Who. It's a book that will be released before Christmas. Over 500 plus DJs, artists, B-boys, B-girls, graffiti artists will be put in the book. It's starting at the birth of hip hop, and it will continue up until today. And they're working on a website you guys can visit, hiphopswhoswho.com. They're working on a digital archive to really show people out there where hip-hop stems from, what is behind the sound of the hip-hop, where and whatnot. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Nazo, where can everyone check you guys on social media? Check you out on social
Everything
media.
Everything is Nazo Bravo, N-A-Z-O-B-R-A-V-O. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We just got verified on Facebook. What else? SoundCloud, YouTube, and on Snapchat, I'm Nazo-Bravo, some idiot. Took Nazo Bravo, so yeah, or some fan, I guess.
All right, BHL, go spam them.
Hey,
I'm just kidding. Queen,
what up? You already know at Queen Wink on Instagram, at Queen Wink on Snapchat, at Queen Live on Twitter.
Boom, Nazo, thank you for coming.
Hey, I appreciate
blessing
you
us with your presence.
Yes,
sure. Thanks for having me, for sure.
Bravo,
and stay tuned.
And
for,
when can I get this?
Hey, put it in reverse. That's one of the things I got on my Kickstarter. It's put in reverse DJ bonus pack. It's got all the versions of the record. And it's got some bonus record. This is something that's on my Kickstarter. I will autograph it and mail it out to you and make it out to you. So check it out on the Kickstarter at nazobravo.com. And stay tuned for that film that I'm going to be working on later this year, Blood River. That's the title as of right now. And but you know how these things go. You create. Things take on a life of their own.
Yeah,
so we'll see what's up. Check for your boy.
We're
working. About to happen.
We're working.
Make sure you guys hit
LA.
Us up at BHL Online, BHL The Beat. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
Hey.
You know, we always got to leave you now with a special little performance. So, you've seen him here before, Kawan Debo singing his song, California. See you guys next week.
Deuces.
Okay, let's go. All right. That's all right. We'll do it again. Just blah, blah. Just give me like some. Yeah.
There's a cloud outside my window, and it's dark. Seems the rain is soon to come. Thunder rolls and lightning flashes. And it seems that the cares of life have come.
Yeah.
There's a rose outside my window, withered by a cold and evil heart. It needs a little light and water to restore all that has been torn apart. So I'm ready to live on that plane to California. Maybe life's better. Maybe life's better. Maybe I can see when I get to California. Just a little clearer and dream a little bigger.
Third verse.
There's a bird beside my window, so afraid to fly because of rain. Na 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 na. He hops in a corner and lets go of the dreams he once made plain. Yeah. So I'm ready to leave on that plane to California. Cause maybe life's better. Maybe life's better. Maybe I can see when I get to California. Just a little clearer and dream a little bigger. They say it never rains in California, dreams made in California. Maybe I find love finally rise above. When I leave on that plane to California, cause maybe life's better. Maybe life's better. Yeah. Maybe I can see when I get to California. A little clearer, man. And dream a little bigger, 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 bigger. Leave on that plane to California. Cause maybe life's better, yeah. Maybe life's better. Maybe I can see when I get to California. Just a little clearer and dream a little bigger. There's a cloud outside my window.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.